We're here with the newest Denver Broncos quarterback, Mark Sanchez. Welcome to Denver. I know that you mentioned in your press conference that you had a photo of John Elway up on your wall as a kid. What was your reaction when you got the phone call?
I was obviously a little nervous and tried to keep my composure there, but did a solid acting job, I feel like.
When I got that phone call and he said, Howie Roseman said, I'm training you to Denver, I was like, Denver, Colorado? Are you kidding me? Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Just absolutely thrilled with, one, his excitement for me coming here and said, you know, I heard a lot of great things about you. We're excited to make you a Bronco and want you to come in here and compete for the starting job. And it's like, man, what else do you want to hear? You get to come to a great city, the perfect organization with the Bowling family, knowing success, understanding what it takes to win, the personnel to win right now, and, you know, a great coaching staff. This is just tailor-made for success. And so, you know, just give it everything I got and do my very best to help this team win.
First thing I thought is, what an opportunity.
Do you feel like over the last couple of years, the ups and downs that you've had, that this, you're looking at this like a new beginning for you?
100%. It's a new lease on your career here, and reinvigorating, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of this organization.
First down, play fake. Sanchez throws. Holmes got it on the slant. He's going to have a first down.
I know you mentioned also that you've thrown with Demaryius Thomas before.
I can play. You might have seen him.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of him, yeah. The duo of DT and Emmanuel Sanders.
And Emmanuel, yeah.
Where does that rank in terms of wide receivers that you've played with over your career?
Shoot. You know, we had Braylon and Santonio in New York, played with Plaxico Burress, Jeremy Maclin, some really good players. Jordan Matthews, who's a good young talent in Philly. But these two Pro Bowl guys, this is a special situation. And whatever you do, just get them the ball and get it to them on time. And let those guys do the rest. It's very, very much of a point guard mentality.
I'm not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids. I just want to play ball and I want to win.
Your style of playing quarterback, that kind of thing, do you think that it's going to really fit in with head coach Gary Kubiak's style?
100%. That a lot of those West Coast principles I've run in college and early in my career, you know, you don't see it as traditionally in Coach Kelly's system, but a lot of those concepts are West Coast concepts and reads. So just some different footwork with some of the play action stuff and more shotgun than maybe any other team, but and more huddling now. But this is going to be a smooth transition, and I can't wait to just immerse myself in that playbook and be ready to lead this group.
Heading into your eighth season now, how is your experience in the league going to help prepare you for what you're about to do these next couple of months here?
Well, I think I've been in some fairly large media markets. Mm-hmm. You know, I've handled that situation. I think understanding the highs and lows of this league and understanding how long this season can be, and these guys coming off the longest season you can possibly have. So it's just an opportunity where I'm just so hungry and thrilled to get back, you know, to square one and just get ready to go compete and start and get off to a good start this season and hopefully help this team win again.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing you out on that practice field there behind us. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's newest Broncos quarterback, Mark Sanchez.